Hey, Grandpa. You lost? The Renaissance Fair is back in town. I think you took a wrong turn. The voice was sharp, laced with the kind of arrogant confidence that only a 20-something at the absolute peak of his profession could muster. Sergeant Rex Ripper Vance, lead sniper for the Army's most elite counter-terrorism unit, leaned against the polished steel frame of his shooting station, a smirk playing on his lips. His team, a collection of sculpted warriors clad in tactical gear, chuckled appreciatively. Their gazes were fixed on the old man who had just entered the hallowed ground of their advanced sniper range at Fort Bragg. The man was a study in contrast to the high-tech lethality surrounding him. He wore simple canvas trousers, a faded flannel shirt, and worn leather boots. His face was a roadmap of wrinkles, his hair a shock of white that seemed to defy the humid North Carolina air. But it was what he carried that drew their mockery. In one hand, he held a long, unadorned piece of wood, gracefully curved. In the other, a simple leather quiver holding a dozen arrows fletched with goose feathers. He moved with a slow, deliberate economy, his eyes scanning the range not with the awe of a tourist, but with the quiet appraisal of a master craftsman inspecting a workshop. He ignored the jab, his focus on a vacant lane at the far end of the firing line. "Seriously, old-timer," Vance pressed on, walking towards him, his boots thudding with authority on the concrete. "This is a restricted area. We're zeroing $7,000 rifles that can hit a fly's ass at a mile. That stick and string is a safety hazard." The old man stopped and finally turned his head. His eyes were a pale, washed-out blue, but they held a depth that was unsettling. They didn't show anger or fear, just a profound, unnerving stillness. He looked at Vance, then at the M110A1 rifle slung over the sergeant's shoulder, and then back at Vance's eyes. He said nothing. This silent appraisal seemed to needle Vance more than any retort could have. "What? Cut your tongue? Or did you forget your hearing aids?" he taunted, his voice rising slightly. "I'm the range safety officer for this detail, and I'm telling you to pack up your Robin Hood cosplay and move along before you get hurt." The old man gave a slight, almost imperceptible shake of his head. He shifted the bow in his hand, the wood creaking softly, a sound as out of place here as a horse-drawn carriage on an aircraft carrier. He finally spoke, his voice raspy with disuse, but clear and steady. "I was told this was Lane 7. He gestured with his chin toward the empty station. "I have clearance," Vance laughed, a short barking sound. "Clearance, buddy? The only thing you're cleared for is the early bird special at the mess hall. Who the hell do you think you are?" The other snipers, emboldened by their leader, closed in slightly, forming a casual but intimidating semicircle. They were giants of modern warfare, each man a product of a multi-million-dollar selection and training pipeline